Black Compass, Black Compass Media. Salute to everybody tuning in, everybody in the building. Oh, man. Listen, man. This weekend was a movie. This weekend was definitely crazy. I know it's early. People probably at work pulling up, man. Make sure when y'all pull up and y'all see this, y'all hit the likes, y'all share, y'all tell everybody about the video. All that good shit, man. This weekend was crazy. Let's go. What up, Carter Jones? That's good. Salute. I see y'all in the comments. Nigga said black people time, I guess. Nah, we ain't on black people time, man. I be putting shit, but listen, man. I be having to get my shit ready to go live. Roberto, what's up? Dona, what up? Hey, listen, man. Prom night, man. Hold up, man. Wait a fucking minute. Hold up. Come on, man. You see niggas. Come on, man. Come on, man. Hit the likes. Come on, man. Hit the likes. Hey, man. You see. Come on, man. Hit the likes. What's up? Hey, Cash, what up? George, what up? Compton, what up? Boog, what up? Sterling Kennedy, what up? Hey, yo, Takeover Battle League, what's good? Hey, yo, man, I host too. You know what I mean? Just putting that out there. Blacksmith, what's good? Hey, man, listen, I'm just leaving this up. Queen of the Ring, Prom Night. Prom Night was a movie, man. Prom Night was such a great event. It was such a good event. And it's going to be a quick wrap up. This week, we got plenty of interviews lined up. We got a lot of shit lined up. I just wanted to get, you know what I mean, some of these thoughts out before the end of the, you know what I mean? All right, so now let's get to it. Prom Night number one. Prom Night was super fire. Definitely, I think going forward, that should be the look for Queen of the Ring. Going forward, that should be what Queen of the Ring, I feel like that should be the style of Queen of the Ring. I feel like, I mean, when you talk about women, you know, it's women battle rap, you know, let's be honest. Women ain't coming out for these backroom smoke barn fest y'all niggas be throwing, man. It be 1,000 niggas in this shit, man. Ain't no women coming to that. You gotta make it a movie, man. You gotta put something on it. You know what I mean? You gotta give people a reason to want to come outside. I think Prom Night was such a dope concept. I thought it was executed very well. The venue was fire. Security. Niggas had top-notch security from the walkthrough to everything. You know, it was a comfortable sort of people that want to feel comfortable. It was super comfortable. The venue was beautiful. It looked like we was in a Galleria, red carpet. Everybody looked good. Everybody was looking good. I'm trying to just get through everything. The food was good. Drinks was good. Shout out to Debo, of course. Shout out to Bab. Shout out to Vague. We gonna have them pull up for sure this week. I thought it was a fire event, man. Like I said, going forward, Queen of the Ring, I'm telling y'all, this should be y'all look. Respectfully, we love that boxing ring. Respectfully, that boxing ring cool, but it's 2022, 2023. It's time to upgrade. It's time to upgrade. We out that gym. Salute. It's time to upgrade. We out that gym. And I thought, like, man, so let's get into it real quick, man. I'm sure y'all probably done heard who done won, how they done won. Hold on. Matter of fact, let me just remind you niggas real quick. Hit the likes. Hit the likes. Okay. So, first battle. I actually walked in on the first battle. I ain't gonna lie, niggas was getting lit. Niggas at another spot. Don Julio'd up. I was a little drunk. I ain't gonna lie. Don Lady kind of went crazy on Luke Castro. I mean, but Don Lady a legend, though. And I ain't gonna front. Ever she been back outside, like she really outside. Hunt Fawn took shots at each other. I would like to see that. Farrah and Swamp, they beat Jack Boy and Lady Flames. Jack Boy, I ain't gonna lie, man. You can't be losing no 2-on-2s and you about to face K-Shine. I ain't gonna lie. Respectfully. Yo, I'm not gonna lie. This era of accepting battles, knowing damn well y'all not gonna win, is crazy. It is crazy. It's a little crazy. I'm not gonna lie. Niggas is accepting battles. Niggas said Prom Night 2 coming in 2026. Don't do that. Don't do that. It's coming. Don't do that. That was funny. Nigga almost made me choke. I ain't gonna lie. Pause. That was funny. Listen, man. This era of niggas accepting battles knowing damn well they ain't prepared for all three of the battles gotta stop. It gotta stop. Expeditiously. I ain't gonna lie. I'ma keep it all the way real. Fonz 40, I'ma be real. And 40, I love 40. I ain't gonna lie. 40, my people. I fuck with 40. But I gotta keep it real. Is everything okay? Is it okay? Is it okay for me? I don't know what's going on right now. I ain't gonna lie. Somebody tell me what's going on, cause I ain't gonna lie. I don't know what was going on this weekend with some shit. I ain't gonna front. This weekend was kind of, you know what I mean? I don't know what was going on. I ain't gonna lie. Fonz 40. I don't know what's going on. I can't even tell you. If y'all, a nigga asked me, I don't know. I can't even tell you. I'm being honest with you. I don't know. I just know Fonz, the landlord was up there collecting checks. I just know the landlord was up there collecting checks. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm gonna keep it all the way real. And I'm team 40. I like 40. I think 40 is a legend. I think 40 does set examples for the up and coming female rap women. Women rappers. I think she done set an example for a lot of the up and coming women rappers. So you definitely gotta give 40 her just due. 40 bars is still 40 bars, but I don't know what's going on. I ain't gonna lie. We gonna get to the tournament too. We gonna get to that tournament. But before we get to that tournament, I don't know. I was looking. I ain't going to front. I'm by the bar. You know what I mean? I salute to the bartenders, too. The bartenders was lit. They twerking. They giving Henny. I don't know shorty name in the blue dress. But if you watching this, salute. I ain't going to lie. I'm by the bar. I'm getting my drink. I hear Fonz. I turn around. What? What's going on? Tone. I turn around. What? No. Not the landlord. This nigga just up there collecting rent checks on Team 40. But you know what? I factored it in. I said, you know what? She got an important battle next day. Whatever. We're going next battle. Shuni Fettuccine versus Tay Rock Lady Caution. I'm not gonna lie. I thought if Shuni and Fettuccine, I think I feel like the battle was so good. Like that was such a good back and forth from all four of them. That literally the judges, they had judges, I ain't gonna lie, I was lit. I ain't gonna lie. I wasn't even paying attention to the judges. I ain't gonna lie. I couldn't even. If you ask me right now, I couldn't even tell you who the judges was. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna keep it real. I don't even know who the judges was. But in my estimation, in my, you know, I feel like the reason why the judges pick Shuni and Fettuccine is because of the fact that they rapped a little bit longer, because that's really all you could really judge the battle by, because they both was kind of going crazy. So that's why that's my little, you know what I mean? Salute the comments. Comments is getting crazy. I see, yo, my guy Rashad, Country, DJ Tony, Sam, Brandon. Yeah, I see all y'all. I see y'all. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. 40. Niggas in the comments going crazy. It ain't me, 40. I ain't gonna lie. To be in Spaces 6 in the morning. You in Spaces at 6 in the morning? How the fuck the landlord do this? I ain't gonna lie. That hurt. Shuni, Fetty, they want. Also, I do want to say the crowns was super dope. Everybody that got a crown, that was a dope idea. The crowns, I actually got the, you know what I mean? I ain't going front Debo. Next time I want a crown, you know what I mean? Whoever make the crowns, put in the order for me. Black Compass, Black and Gold. I send the cash app. Don't worry about that. Shh. Shuni, Fetty 20. That was a crazy battle. I ain't going front. Tay Rock and Lady Caution, they was fire. So that battle right there was a fight. Like, that ain't gonna hurt nobody. Like, I see people in here like Lady Caution never win, but I ain't gonna front. When you see that battle, you're gonna respect Lady Caution a little bit more. She was getting crazy in that battle. Tory Doe backed out. I don't know why Tory Doe backed out. I should hit Tory up too, as a matter of fact, but I don't know why Tory backed out. I gotta find out. Twerk was there though. Twerk was there. Twerk was prepared. Twerk was low key kind of spitting a little bit of his shit outside. Getting after with the shit, I kind of heard him, you know what I mean? I think he was spitting a tink. It was kind of crazy. Twerk was definitely for the wild her up. I ain't gonna lie. She did the smartest decision she possibly could make at the moment. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie. She did the smartest decision she could make. Get up out of Dodge. But get up out of Dodge. But I don't know, man. I really don't know, man. Tory though. I don't know why she backed out. I know Tory. Man, I know Tory in real life, Tory gets the bag, so I don't know, man. Maybe her real life, you know what I mean? Her real life right now, kind of, you know, sometimes when real life is reeling, it's hard to, you know, do business, I guess. So I'm going to cut her that slack. I don't really know. I'll find out. When I find out, I'll let y'all know. You can't win them all. You can't show up, but you got to show up, though. That's bad business. So I hope it's a good reason. You still want to always show up for your services, even if your services ain't to the best of your ability, you still want to show up. That's, you know what I mean? You're professional. Be professional. That's all I'm saying. But overall, prom night was a great event, man. I was very happy with that event. That was a good vibe. It was no type. Everybody was all smiles. I think when people dress like me, I'm a older nigga. You know what I mean? I like wearing, I wear suits. You know what I mean? Don't let this Brooklyn shit fool you. I like wearing suits. You know what I mean? Just say who lost. I said who lost. What you talking about? What you talking about? Hit the likes. Hit the likes. Hit the likes. What is that? Velvet? That's a little time forward on a nigga. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got time forward, my cousin, you know? They call me Polo, but time forward, my cousin. You heard? You were? Now, let's get to it. Saturday. This was just Saturday. Now, let's get to it. Hit the likes. I know it's early. I ain't really promote this. I just went live. We got 200 plus. Hit the likes. Run it up. The next one. Now, Sunday happened. Chrome 23. Chrome 23. I ain't gonna lie. From off rip. Chrome 23. And I just want to say salute to Remy Ma, salute to Jen. Excellent. From the bounce back from the second event to this was amazing. I think you kind of, you know what I mean? Y'all got it. Y'all didn't. I feel like the second, the winter event, the one that Hip Hop Is Real tried to get me to admit that shit was like, yeah, you try to backdoor me and I remember that one, Knowledge, you know what I mean? But that one, I felt like that one was a great venue, but it was just too big. I feel like it's too early for that. You know what I mean? The league just started. It could happen, but And it was a lot going on in battle rap around that time. So you also got to pay attention to that. And you also got to kind of play on that when you book cards. When, like, for example, how y'all did with the prom night. Y'all kind of like Saturday, prom night, Sunday this. So it kind of went right into each other. I feel like if more leagues do that, which I notice they starting to do, y'all can all get money. You know what I mean? You can spread the board out. Battle rap fans get money. I know y'all feel like battle rap fans. I'm telling you right now, battle rap, I done been in certain some of the places out here where I don't even expect to even. And nigga like, yo, Polo, you Polo Black Hunt? I'm like, oh, okay. Nigga, here, like, battle rap fans get money, man. Like, for real. Trust me, they get money. They you know what I mean? Battle rap definitely got a lot of people in it that get money that like this shit. So definitely. The comments going crazy. Run it up. What'd he say? Twerk. Yeah, he did try. He tried to put that shit on me, man. Nigga Knowledge like, yo, Polo, so you saying that this event was a flop? I'm like, nah, okay. So you saying that she ain't know how to do the mic equipment. I'm like, what? Nigga, damn, I ain't say none of that. But Chrome 23 was crazy. First and foremost, the women showed out for this event. I'm not gonna lie. It was damn near like 80-90% women in there. And I'm keeping it real. I'm keeping it all the way official with you. It probably was like 30 niggas in there. I'm not lying. It probably was like 30 niggas in there. It was all women. The women showed out. That's what I'm talking about. See, the women to show out, if you present the presentation correctly, the women will pop out. They're going to pop out if you present the presentation correctly, man. They had the Chrome Prom, you know, they kind of sound alike. That's the rapper in me. Prom night, the theme of prom night, and then follow into Chrome with all women's tournament, man, you set the right, they will pop out. But like I said, that event was damn near 80% women. And so that was like one of my first times. But I mean, I ain't gonna front. All Queen of the Ring events be having mad women. So I can't really say that. But because even the shit they did in the Bronx had, that shit was like set 90% women too. But this joint yesterday, it had a lot of women in the building that reacted. So the crowd was lit. I'm not gonna lie. Boom. Get in there. Get to the crowd. Go up there. Oh yeah, Black Compass Media. You already know. We got our footprint and everything in battle rap. Tone was announced as the judge. Tone, Sarah Connor, D-Rec, Easy. I know Remy mentioned in Spaces that she got some big plans planned with the judges. Like, she's going to try to rotate them every round and just do different type of, you know, stuff like that. So we'll see more about that. But Tone, Easy to Block, Sarah Connor, Rita, pardon self. I know I forgot Rita's name at first. Rita, D-Rec, Sarah Connor, they definitely was the five judges. And D-Rec, they premiered his new voting system they came up with, his judging system. I definitely got to tap in with him with it. We're going to have him come up here this week also, break that down. We need to hear that. We definitely need to hear that. But let's get to it, man. First battle. Oh, what else? What else? What else? Oh, yeah, the spot, Cakes NYC. I definitely want to shout out Rico. Rico's the owner, cool dude. Chopped it up with him yesterday. Cakes NYC, definitely going to be back there. Shout out to Rico. So yeah, let's get to it. Now she announced the judges. First battle off rip. I love it. I love how, see, a lot of cars, the first battle off rip, y'all give us like, respectfully, y'all give us like the low tier name. You know what I mean? Y'all give us the low tier name first. Y'all, shit, what we smoking on today, man? I need a blunt. I mean, I need a blunt, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. So with a lot of the low tier events, what y'all do? I mean, low tier events. I'm sorry. With a lot of the cards, what y'all do is y'all throw the I guess the lowest name, like the lowest ranked names. Y'all throw that first. They ain't, I tell you right now, they ain't do that off rip. First battle, off rip. And this is how the bracket look, you know what I mean? Off rip, first battle, QB versus Shayna Ashley. Listen to you. Listen. Nigga said I'm smoking. Yo, listen. I'm not going to lie. Look, I promise you. Look at me. I promise you. This battle was so crazy. Like, this battle was so crazy. Oh, my gosh. I ain't going to lie. And QB pulled up deep. QB pulled up with at least like 40. I ain't even know CT had that many people in it. I ain't going to lie. She pulled up with a squad. Respect to CT. I got to put some respect on CT. I ain't going to lie. She pulled up with a squad. I'm not going to lie. This is one of the coldest QBs I think this is the coldest QB I think I probably ever seen. I did say low tier events. I ain't mean low tier events. I meant low tier cars, but I'm licking my back, the backwood and shit like that. But usually... Nigga, y'all got me crying. Nigga said smoking on. But I ain't gonna front. QB this battle. QB definitely was extremely fire to me. She had a mother line where, like, C. Ash had her mother there. She like, oh, you bought your mother? I'm like, oh. Everybody in the building was like, oh. But it ain't about the people in the building. And it ain't no fan vote. So this battle, this shit is strictly on the judges. Shit, I ain't gonna lie to you. The judges, I'm trying to remember who had what, but I know this joint came down. I know it came down to Tone. If I'm not mistaken. Tone had two buzzer beaters. He had two buzzer beater judgments. This in the first battle was a buzzer beater. I believe it came down to Tone. It was 2-2. Two for C Ash, two for QB. I believe Sarah Connor had C Ash. You mean me? I got memory like an elephant. I ain't gonna lie. I don't even write shit down. I got memory like an elephant. You know when Hov used to tell his stories about him in the studio? Yeah, I got that same ability. I'm going to keep it real. Sarah Connor, she voted for C-Ash. Direct voted for QB. Easy voted for QB. Rita voted for C-Ash. And it came down to Tone. Who y'all think Tone had? Who y'all think Tone had? My bad, wrong one. Who y'all think Tone had? Tone announced, I think C Ash made it to the next round, if I'm not mistaken. It was either Tone or Sarah Connor for the final. No, it was Tone. Tone announced C Ash to the next round. In my opinion, this battle is super debatable. I personally in this battle, and I don't want to sway nobody. You know what I mean, y'all? Because y'all watch this and then watch the battle. I don't want to sway nobody because this is a super close battle. So I'm not really mad if you say QB won or if you say C Ash won. But my personal opinion, I had QB. Yeah, I had QB. I had QB taking the third for sure. QB third was crazy. And then I had her taking... the second, I believe. I had QB taking a second, if I'm not mistaken. 2 and 3. C-Ash first was crazy. C-Ash, I ain't gonna front. C-Ash delivery is cold, though. Like, she like the final form Prestavia, if that makes sense. Like, her delivery is so cold. And how she, like, her mannerisms and everything. I fuck with C-Ash. So, like I said, I ain't really too mad. I see the comments in here going crazy. Nigga said one take polo. I like that. One take polo. Nigga said she delivered like Reed. Okay, Tony, salute Tony. When can we watch the battles? I believe Remy is dropping the battles today. So the battles will be out today. I know it's gonna start coming out today, tomorrow. So, but the battles will definitely be out I'm 92% sure it'll be out today. So, Prestavia wasn't in the bracket because Prestavia is on Hitman Holler's show. My guy, Old Mizzy, salute from Boston. Boston, salute. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna keep it real. I love the Celtics. I'm from New York. It's crazy, but I love the Celtics. I like Jaylen Brown. I like Jason Tatum. I like them niggas, man. I like them. And I ain't gonna front. I like the 84 Celtics, too. With Larry Bird, Robert Pierce. Anyway, that's another story. But now, what was I just saying? Oh, yeah, QB. So I had QB taking this battle, but it's a close battle. This is one, I ain't gonna lie, y'all probably gonna be debating crazy. The Cavs is definitely hooping right now. Donovan Mitchell's in another box. Donovan Mitchell in a whole nother world right now. I don't know what he did. His big ass feet. Nigga 5'11 with size 19s. Get him out of here, but he dumb nice. But next battle. Next battle. 40 Bars versus C3. So, remember how I told you when I'm watching the Fonz battle, I'm like, and 40, I love you, you know? We cool. We good. But, remember how I told you when I'm watching the Fonz battle? I'm watching the Fonz battle. I'm saying, Fonz is kind of wilding on her right now. I ain't gonna lie. But I'm a token it to the fact that she faces C3 tomorrow for 25K on the line. So, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Fawn's got it. This was nasty. I ain't gonna lie. This was super nasty. 40, are you okay? Because you've been hit by... Damn, I ain't gonna lie. It was nasty. It was nasty work yesterday. I'm gonna keep it all the way official with you. It was nasty. I don't know what was going on. I don't know. 40 tried, though. She tried to freestyle. She was trying. She was fighting out that choke. She was fighting, but she ain't fight hard enough. I ain't gonna lie. That was nasty. That was nasty work. I ain't gonna lie. I'm keeping it all the way 55th. That was nasty, 40. I ain't gonna lie, 40. That was nasty. I'm gonna keep it all the way real. That was nasty. It was nasty. I don't know. I don't know what it is, man. I you know what I mean? Like, hopefully she ain't going through nothing personal. And you know what I mean? Hopefully she ain't going through nothing personal or anything like that. I don't want to joke on somebody that, like, going through some personal shit or anything like that. But that was nasty, 40. That was nasty. Yo, Will, thank you. The hat is fire. Yo, salute. Thank you, man. Black Compass merch, we got everything. God damn, I ain't gonna lie. That was nasty. Niggas saying it's the boss fault. Yo, what's this? Come on, man. What's some of these little punk ads that be popping up? I don't want no free girls in my city. Ain't no women free nowadays, man. Beat it. I'm not gonna lie, it was nasty. C3, and it don't help. This will make it even nastier. Listen to me. I promise you. These women was rapping so crazy. They was rapping so hard that if you fucked up, it looked even worse because the opponent was on your helmet. C3 dog walk 40. I ain't gonna lie. That was a dog walking. That was a dog walking. I ain't gonna lie. That was bad. That was bad. I ain't gonna lie. Judges ain't really have to say much. I mean, you know, respectfully, she choked every round. Damn near. I think every round, damn near. I know somebody choked every round. It's gonna come to me. Respectfully. It's gonna come to me. Damn, I ain't got my grinder in here. Fuck. I ain't going, nigga said they went right back to waking and baking. Y'all out of pocket. I'm not going to lie. And the sad thing is it wasn't even the body of the night. It wasn't even the body of the night. It's another person that got bodied. It's two people that got bodied. It's three people that got bodied. I ain't going to lie, my personal opinion. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I don't wanna. I think it was damn near every round, if I'm not mistaken. But I will say she did try to fight out the choke. Like, you know that coffin meme where the nigga be like, dun, 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 and he just come out the coffin and start dancing? She tried it. She tried it. But, I mean, you know, it was a little. It happens, man. Everybody don't win every day, man. It happens. C3, and it just sucked that. It happened against two of the top people in battle rap, Fonz and C3. You know what I mean? Like, that sucked. But I ain't gonna lie. C3, and I don't want to take nothing away from C3 because C3 was incredible. C3 in a whole different bag. C3 in a whole different pocket. I ain't gonna lie. It's gonna be pressure trying to fuck with C3 in this shit. 250 in a live. Hit the likes. Run it up. Thank you for being with me here this early, real quick. We're going to be back probably tonight, too. Radio show tomorrow. We turning up. Homecoming this weekend. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a movie. Okay, so. Somebody said, what Shayna do? I told y'all what Shayna did. I thought Shayna was cool. I thought she. Nigga said she jumped out the coffin and hit her head on the way out, fell back in. I'm crying. Yeah, I ain't going front. Joe Smith, I don't know what's going on. YouTube is not sending out our notifications. Like, I don't, this been happening for the last few shows. I don't know. Niggas probably, you know, when you start going back and forth with some of these bloggers, they do all kind of weird shit. So I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? It been like that. It been like that since you know when, you know how. But like I said, Shayna, I feel like Shayna did good, but I ain't gonna front. QB was fire to me. So this battle came down to the last judge. So I'm not really mad if somebody picked C Ash, but I ain't gonna front. QB was fire. QB had disrespect. She rebutted. She had freestyle. She had punches. I ain't gonna front. She was in her pocket. I'm gonna keep it real. So I want to see when that battle drop. I need y'all all when that battle drop to comment on this video. Let me know if I'm bugging. Let me know. If I'm wrong, because I want to know. I genuinely want to know. I was in the building. A lot of people had QB. A lot of people had C Ash. So I genuinely want to know. I honestly ain't going to front. This battle is probably. No. The next battle, I'm going to say. But this battle probably was a 9 out of 10. Off rip. They set the tone. Off rip. So could you imagine following up a battle like that and then choking? You know what I mean? It just was like, ugh. But, you know. Is what it's 40 bar gets eliminated. C3 advances. Let's go to the next battle. The next battle, E Hart versus Cheddar. Oh, watch your mouth when you talking to a boss. Watch your mouth when you talking to a boss. Oh, I ain't gonna lie. I don't know if it's spaces. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I don't want to say Cheddar new, but Cheddar compared to E-Hart, you know what I mean? The new Midwest or whatever you want to call it, they not playing with the veterans. But I ain't going to lie. I'm going to keep it all the way official. E-Hart was fire. This is another battle that came down. to my good brother Tone. It came down to the fight. Tone had two buzzer beaters. The first buzzer beater was QB. He voted for C-Ash. Now, the second buzzer beater, but it really came down to Tone, but technically, he wasn't the only person that voted for us, so it can't really be too much on Tone. And Tone was, and niggas was following the guidelines that Direct did, but I'm going to be honest with you. In my personal opinion, I had E. Hart taking the first and the third round. I ain't going to lie. I'm not going to lie. I promise you, I'm not going to lie. But Cheddar was, this battle right here is probably one of the best battles of the year. I'm telling you right now. This battle right here is probably one of the best battles of the year. I promise you. This battle right here, Cheddar versus E Hart, is one of the best battles I've seen this year. And I'm telling you. But yes, it was 2-1 either way. I'm not gonna lie. Cheddar second round, and I'm literally right there for all the battles. So like I wasn't in the back, and I'm right next to the judges. So first battle, I gave Cheddar second round, went crazy, but E Hart had this all the way up scheme, zip him all the way up. But the way she performed this shit, oh my gosh, shit kind of broke the building. I ain't gonna lie, I fake had E Hart badly. I ain't gonna lie. Yo, the judges was not playing. They was not. They was going. They had their little pamphlets. Them niggas was like this. I'm like, oh, shit. What do we got here? Oh, shit. But I had I'm not gonna lie, fake had E Hart. This is crazy. But I'm not gonna lie, this battle was one of the best battles I've seen this year. And I think I damn near been to every event this year, like major event. I think I've been to all of them, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not gonna lie. But Cheddar was fire though. So Cheddar's second round was crazy. Her second round, she left Earth. She was upstairs. But so the judges had it. E Hart. They had it. Sarah Connor had it. E Hart. Direct had it. E Hart. Easy had Cheddar. Rita had Cheddar. So it was 2-2. And it came to Tone. And Tone had Cheddar. So Cheddar advanced. Yo, I'm not going to lie, nigga. Did y'all ever see, for my wrestling fans, did y'all ever see when The Undertaker lost his streak to Brock Lesnar? When The Undertaker, he knocked him out. He went to put him in the Tombstone Piledriver. Brock Lesnar flipped over, flipped The Undertaker up, flipped him, F5'd him, got the 3 count. I promise you. Did you see the look on go to YouTube and type in The Undertaker streak ends versus Brock Lesnar and look at the crowd face. That's how the crowd looked when E Hart got announced as the loser, my nigga. I seen it was only like 10 niggas in there. It was all women. So I seen Tink the Demon like 6'9". I seen Tink the Demon, nigga had the Macaulay Culkin. Nigga had the Macaulay Culkin. I swear to God. Niggas was shocked. I'm like, oh, shit. I ain't gonna lie. E Hart was tight. What? They set my boy Tone up. I don't know why he was the last judges. Why he was the last deciding vote for the 2 Hall of Fame women. Fuck that. Throw that on Easy. He a battle rapper. That shit on Easy. I'm not gonna lie. I swear to God, the crowd literally had the most shot. I never seen niggas just like, I heard, yo, listen to me, man. I heard France take a gasp of air, nigga. What the fuck, nigga? What's going on? Why? What's that shit? Was nah, it wasn't a robbery though. I will say that. Hold up, because there's a lot of people in here. 300 in here. I will say it's not. It was nowhere near a robbery. It was nowhere near a robbery. It was definitely a close battle. It was not a robbery, in my opinion. I don't think it was a robbery because you got to remember, this is not a normal tournament. They're going by the guidelines that Direct created. So they have to go by the judging guide. Like, you can't just go in there and be like, yo, I like E-Hart because this round she said this. Then the second round she said this. But the third round, she said, you can't do that no more. Well, for this tournament, you can't do that. And, yo, this was dead ass everybody reaction right here. No funny shit. I swear to God. Oh, yeah, I'm smoking them grunchies too. You know what I mean? Hold on, man. My shit loud. I ain't gonna lie. My shit loud. I smoke loud weed. What? I ain't gonna lie, man. This was crazy. They set my boy Tone up. They set my boy up. So the guidelines, I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna keep it all the way 55th. I'm gonna keep it all the way 1,000 with you. I have no clue what the guidelines was. I have no clue. I don't know. I think the guidelines was like perform. But see, this is why I gotta have Tone, because I ain't gonna front. They was very, you know what I mean? They ran this shit, you know what I mean? So I actually gotta ask Tone what the guidelines was. I'm gonna keep it real. I don't know what the guidelines was. I don't know. I'm looking at that big motherfucker, that big ass sheet of, I'm like, damn, this nigga Direct. Fuck, he done cooked up. I'm looking at that pamphlet. That shit looked like, you know when you just get a job and you got the employee orientation handbook and they give you that motherfucker, that shit like this. Like, damn, all right, you know damn well you ain't reading that. You get the job, you like this. Fuck out of here. I ain't reading that shit. I'll find out when I'm in trouble. But I mean, Tone going, he gonna break it down to what was on the guidelines. I believe I should call this nigga too, right? I should call Tone, be like, yo, Tone, real quick, what was the guidelines? Hold on. Let me do that real quick. Let me be professional. Real quick. Hold on.
Jesus.
Yo, all right, hold on. Y'all can hear Tone? It's a lot of people in this motherfucker. I know it's the middle of the day. My bad. What was the guidelines real quick?
Yeah. All right, so the categories were, it was wordplay, punchlines, improvisation, crowd control. There was one more. Crowd control, improvisation, punchlines, performance, and delivery. Yeah, so those are the categories.
Okay, so right there. So you said
performance and delivery, okay. Wordplay, punchlines, crowd control, improv.
Delivery, wordplay. Hold on, let me write this. Okay, all right, bet. I know we're gonna do a show, so I don't want to do too much.
Those are the criteria, and it's very interesting. I want to get everyone's take on that, and shout out to Direct for putting that together. The brother put together like a full page document for this. So
I just said that. I said that shit like an employee orientation handbook.
It's like an employee orientation for niggas. Like, it's really, and it's well typed. Grammar's correct and everything. That nigga Direct went in. So yeah, that's the criteria, bro.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I bet. So I'm we gonna do a show. We gonna do a show and break it down.
Yeah,
so
do your thing, bro.
All right. I bet. All right, so look, y'all heard. Did y'all hear that? All right, bet. Y'all heard the breakdown. Nigga said one more time. What? Just rewind the video. He said it three times. But it was wordplay, performance, punchlines. Y'all heard the rest. But I mean, so let's break this down real quick. So based on those guidelines, E-Hart makes it, I mean, Cheddar advances. Cheddar advances. For those of you, Cheddar, I ain't gonna front though. Cheddar did her thing. The next battle, Hazy versus Miss Miami. I'm not gonna lie. This one, respectfully, this one was pretty clear and cut. Hazy choked, I think, two rounds. Miss Miami was flawless. I said this from jump. I said Miss Miami, her delivery and her vocal projection, that you can't teach that. Like, it's certain shit you got, and it's certain shit you learn. And what she got, you can't teach that. Like, that's something you gotta be born with. You know what I mean? That's something you gotta be born with. She got that. Her vocal projection, just her energy, her delivery. She could say nothing, but the way she just sell her shit, like, it's crazy, man. Like, Miss Miami, I've been a fan of Miss Miami for a very long time. I've been saying that she was fire. You could go back and check all the game tapes, every last one of them. I've been saying she get crazy. I fuck with her. I fuck with Stampede. Definitely. She got crazy on Shorty. I ain't gonna lie. That was a clear-cut win. It ain't much really to... Polo, do you like tournaments? I love tournaments. I ain't gonna front, my nigga. Tournaments to me, I like tournaments. I love tournaments because to me, I feel like tournaments, you get to see the hunger. Like, you know what I mean? When I first started watching battle rap, one of the main reasons I watch battle rap is because these dudes is rapping, about stuff that I'm going through, I'm around, shit like that. And then on top of that, you could hear the hunger, you could hear the authenticity, you can hear that stuff when they rap. So that's kind of one of the reasons. Like, I ain't gonna front right now, battle rap kind of right now, for me, to be my personal opinion, it's a little WWE-ish. Like, niggas could, like, rap about shit that they might not have no experience with, but because they could talk about it and project it and make it sound good, it's believable. I'm from, like, you know what I mean, that cloth where, like, you know what I mean, you kind of had to, even if you was a car salesman, my nigga, you rap about cars, you know what I mean? Like, you ain't got to be no super, everybody ain't got to be no super gangbang, kill them, triple OG, bang them up, fighting 35 crime, like, everybody ain't got to do that. But anyway, I definitely like tournaments. Miss Miami is definitely got busy. She cleaned Shorty up, respectfully. She cleaned up respectfully. Stone Cold Polo will whoop everyone ass. I'm crying. Next battle. C Bree versus Shice Raw. Again, another cleanup on aisle three. C Bree got crazy. She probably, to me, had one of the best performances of the night. She probably had one of the best performances of the night. I thought that was a clear win. Super clear for me. I don't really think you really had to debate this one, respectfully. Next battle, Bonnie Godiva versus K-Profit. I just want to say everybody right now, y'all owe Bonnie Godiva apology. I see everybody talking about K-Profit. Exactly. Like, I feel like this is a perfect point right here. The essence... I feel like the essence is gone. You know what I mean? Like, or like, I feel like the essence definitely is gone. But you know, that's what happens, man. When shit get money in it, man. So I ain't really, you got to take it with a grain of salt. But yeah, it was a few cleanups on aisle threes. I ain't gonna lie. It was a few cleanups on aisle threes. It was. That was a quick cleanup on aisle three. The next battle. Bonnie Godiva versus K-Profit. To me, respectfully, this is another cleanup on aisle three. Quick cleanup, too. Bonnie got the work in her. And the crazy shit is K-Profit is fire. I seen K-Profit versus A-Ward. I seen K-Profit a lot. I'm a big fan of K-Profit. But Bonnie Godiva was on her ass. She was on her ass. I ain't gonna lie. She had an apple. She had a pear. She said apple. She was getting crazy. I ain't gonna lie, Bonnie was getting crazy. I'm not gonna lie, Bonnie had the foot, the boot on Shorty. What? Did anybody see 40 versus C3? Wasn't a body. That was more than a body. I ain't gonna lie. That was ass kicking. But nigga said, nah, I ain't gonna lie, man. We can't, we gotta stop doing that, man. I don't, Bonnie, you gotta put some respect to Bonnie, man. Cause I seen all the polls. Y'all had her getting smoked. Y'all had her as the bracket buster. Y'all had her getting smoked. And the bracket busters, a lot of y'all favorites I seen was the bracket busters. So y'all gotta stop it. Bonnie got in there and got crazy. I ain't wait. When y'all see that, Bonnie clean shorty up. I ain't gonna lie. She clean shorty up. That was bad. Say what you want. That was a cleanup on aisle three. Copy that. I cleaned that, sir. I cleaned that. Copy that. What's next? What's the next battle? Chirac versus Caution. Now, this battle right here was interesting because I seen the judges kind of had it clear for Caution, but in the building, everybody had they had Chirac in the building. I seen a lot of people at Chirac, but I ain't gonna front. I had Caution also. I thought this was a close battle though. I thought it was 2-1. I thought this battle kind of deserved a final judge call, but it didn't really make it a final judge. It was kind of clear. They kind of just walked through this one, but this definitely was a close battle. I thought, yo, man, Caution is incredible, man. I've been saying this from when I seen her. I think I seen a Bricks battle like in the summer. And I've been saying this. She cold too. She another one that got like that Miss Miami energy, man. She high energy. Yo, them high energy women, it's gonna be tough to beat them in a tournament setting because this is the thing, right? And also, like, this Midnight Madness style, like, it's definitely, like, you know, like a Midnight Madness-ish with the judges in the pit and all that, man. With this style, your vocal projection is what's going to separate you. How confident you spit your shit. You delivering your shit all calm. Oh, yeah, I bang you with the bun. Boom, bam, boom, bam, bam, bam. Versus bitch, like, ah, woo, ah, ah, ah. It's like, whoa, it's two different, you know what I mean? So I definitely feel like, hey, if you made it to the second round, you should definitely take that in mind. Turn up. You fighting for 25K. Turn the fuck up. Get crazy. who would be Lux and Mook in female battle rap? Oh, that's a very good question. I would say Murder Mook is Jazz the Rapper. And I would say, actually, no. I'm sorry. Yeah, Murder Mook is either Miss Hustle or Jazz. And then I would say Lux is either 40 Bars. That's a good question. I got to think on that one. That's a very good question, though. I ain't going to lie. Usually niggas don't be asking good questions. Like, that's a pretty good question. Niggas saying Jazz is Mook, 40 is Lux. Yeah, I ain't too mad at that. I was thinking that. I definitely think Murder Mook of female battle rap is definitely either Jazz or Miss Hustle for sure. They saying Gaddis. I ain't too mad at that either, man. Gaddis cold. So like I said, y'all owe Bonnie an apology, man. Bonnie got crazy on K-Profit. And Caution advance. Now, this next battle, Yoshi versus Coco. I ain't gonna lie. Bonnie beat Shorty ass. They didn't even look like they belonged in the same battle together. Ain't even look like they belonged in the same room together. Ain't even look like they belonged on the same stage together. I ain't gonna lie. Coco, yeah, I ain't never really had much conversation with Coco. In spaces, besides spaces, and I definitely y'all was talking some shit. I ain't gonna lie, Coco. You had a nigga excited. You was talking some shit. I ain't gonna lie. But I ain't gonna lie. It was nasty. It was just nasty. Niggas, Yoshi got the... I ain't gonna lie. Yoshi did so good yesterday, I had to go back to this. I don't know if y'all remember this. This was during COVID. Nigga made this. This when the ad, niggas was getting ass to elbow. I had put Yoshi on this picture. I got to take Yoshi off this picture. I got to take Averb off this picture too. And I ain't gonna front. I got to redo this picture. I ain't gonna lie. This was last year. This was 2021. But I ain't gonna lie. Yoshi was cooking. Yoshi was in her bag, her energy, her performance. First off, Yoshi, she definitely did her thing. I ain't gonna lie. I think I definitely was most impressed with Yoshi. I ain't gonna lie. Listen, to come from this 2021, hold up. Let me just show y'all. Like, I did this shit. Fuck this shit. Just go. To come from this 2021, you came a long way, Yoshi. I'm proud of you, Yoshi. Clap it up for Yoshi. Clap it up for Yoshi. Clap it up for Yoshi. Clap it up. Clap it up for Yoshi. Clap it up. She did her thing. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna be all the way real. I'm gonna keep it a stack with you. Performer of the night, who impressed me the most, to me, I ain't gonna lie, Yoshi probably was up there. It was between Yoshi for performer of the night for me. It was between Miss Miami, Yoshi, and Seabree the lyricist. Those are the three performers of the night for me. I'm not going to lie. I mean, it didn't help. Coco choked every round. I don't know what's going on. Hopefully, you sisters, y'all going through, you know what I mean, whatever happened and caused y'all to choke, I hope, you know what I mean, y'all get it together for y'all next battle, because this definitely was a huge opportunity. This definitely was a big opportunity. I felt could have did a lot for you. You know what I mean? I wouldn't have choked in this one. That's just me personally. This could do it. Winning a tournament, the first tournament in New York with Remy Ma attachment, man. Remy Ma is a huge name out here, man. Winning a tournament with Remy Ma, this bigger than 25K. I think y'all just looking at the 25K. Sometimes value is more than money. You know what I mean? This is branding, just everything. Y'all niggas is out of pocket, man. These comments is crazy. I ain't even going to repeat that. But just branding, just everything, like, yo, I don't know why. I don't understand how you could choke or how would you want to choke in these kind of situations. Like, that just, to me, I don't get it. I don't know. But, yeah, I was extremely disappointed. Like, extremely disappointed. I felt, you know, I don't know. I was extremely disappointed. That was a disappointing performance. I gave it to Yoshi, 3-0 clear. And not to take nothing away from Yoshi. Yoshi definitely got crazy. Yoshi definitely went stupid. She did her thing. But overall, I will say these battles is definitely fire. They definitely worth it. High entertaining, high watch value. I think they drop on YouTube. The women did their thing. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all gonna be very impressed though when y'all see this shit. But that's a fact. This tournament, I don't know, man. I'm not a fan of the choking and battle rap. Like, I don't know what's going on, man. This some new era shit. This some new era shit for real. Yo, back in the days, if you choked, you was out of here. Get up out of here. Niggas ain't even look at you the same if you choke. I don't understand this. It's always going to be pressure. I can't say it's not going to be pressure performing for people. You know, they say talking, public speaking is the number one most hardest thing to do. So, you know, I can't really knock somebody for not, you know what I mean, not speaking in the public and stuff like that. But fuck all that, man. Your bills don't care about public speaking. Your kids don't care about public speaking. Get that money, man. Take your craft serious. Take it serious. Stop all this choking shit. Oh man, that shit be hard to watch, yo. Like, that shit really be hard to watch. It be really hard to watch, son. Like, I don't like seeing people choke. That shit, that's like watching basketball and nigga twist his ankle or some shit. Like, I don't like watching that. Like, I don't want to see niggas. I don't want to see Paul George break his leg. Like, I don't want to see that. I think choking in battle rap, niggas done got way too comfortable with choking. It's like, we got to stop that. Period. We got to stop this choking shit. I ain't going to lie. It's ruining battle rap. Period. Show up with your rap. Show up ready to rap. I don't understand it, man. Nigga, everybody got problems. Trust me. Everybody got problems. You know, and not saying your problems is little, not saying they problems is bigger, but everybody got problems. So that ain't a good enough excuse for me no more. COVID ain't a good enough excuse for me no more. COVID been out for 3 years, 4 years now. It's 55,000 vaccinations, my nigga. We got to stop it. We got to stop it. This choking shit nasty. It's bad. I ain't gonna lie. Shit got to stop. 2023, we got to stop this goddamn choking. For real. All right? It's only hurting us. It ain't hurting the leagues. Because the leagues already getting paid. The leagues getting their money. They getting paid from the viewerships and the people streaming and the tickets at the doors. They getting their money. Don't. That shit ain't hurting them. That shit is hurting us. The niggas that pay for this shit. The niggas that got to watch this shit. The niggas got to stand up for fucking umph amount of hours with their feet hurting. That's who, you know what I mean? That's who this shit affecting. So we got to get this choking shit together. I don't know what it is. Cause and y'all can't say I ain't have enough time because she gave y'all, I believe, Remy Ma biggest thing was she did not want choking. So she gave y'all a month, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, whenever the shit happened. When did they announce it? That was like 3 weeks ago when they did the lottery drawing and all that. Correct me if I'm wrong, but regardless, it's a tournament. You entering in it. You know what's up. I ain't gonna lie. Niggas is crazy. This choking shit getting out of hand. Niggas gotta stop it. This choking shit getting out of hand. Any thoughts on how to make choke stops? Yeah, nigga, you gotta remember your material. Duh. What you mean? Simple. Learn your material. I feel like I watched Mickey. This is one of my Mickey Facts. He did a this was like on Angry Fan Radio one day, and he broke down his preparation for how he prepared for rounds. And he said he got a three preparation. Look, I mean, I told you I got memory like an elephant, nigga. I don't forget. He said he got three ways he got three ways in which he learns the material. He do it drunk, he do it in a party, and then he do it sober. So with loud music. So he'll spit his material with loud music, turn the music all the way up everywhere. And that's to like replicate the crowd. You know what I mean? You do that. That's one. You know what I mean? You prepare for your material with loud music on. Boom. You throw some hove on, throw something on. Work on your material while the loud music playing. Boom. Got the loud sound. Now, I don't know what you do. He said he get drunk. He said he get drunk, then he rap his material. So he learned his material drunk. Then he said, finally, he just do it, you know what I mean? Do it in the studio, record it, do it sober. But I ain't gonna front. Those are some good strategies. Like, that stuck with me because those are some good, like, strategies in order to, like, learn your material. I ain't gonna lie. Those are some good strategies. People say, we got kids. Okay, but what about a regular job? You ain't got kids when you go to job. Yo, listen. You take your black ass to, you go to work and you fuck up for a week. You fuck up for 2 weeks straight. You fuck up for 3 weeks straight. They don't give a damn if you got a kid. They don't give a damn if your mom dying. They don't give a damn if your grandma dying. They don't give a damn about nothing. They're going to fire your ass. I promise you. Trust me. They don't care. These jobs don't care about what you going through. So why should battle rap be any different? It's a business. But I definitely feel like next round, but besides the choking, because I'm not just talking about the queen of the chrome card, because I ain't gonna front. I thought the battles was fire. I thought Remy got a lot of battles. That Cheddar E. Hart, I'm telling you right now, that Cheddar E. Hart and that QB, that shit gonna shake the culture. Like, niggas gonna be, that's a classic rewatchable battle. But y'all got to stop with these excuses, though. These excuses is not good excuses. I'm telling you. Because if you do this, I promise you, if you take your black ass, your white ass, your Spanish ass, your Asian ass, your Jewish ass, whatever ethnicity you are watching this, you take your ass to work, fuck up for a month straight. Just fuck up for a month straight. Just show up late for a month straight. I guarantee you. Show up late for a month straight and be like, yo, you know, I had COVID. Yo, you know, my kid, they don't give a damn. They don't give a damn. And somebody, I don't know who got how many kids and all that shit and all that. But Cheddar definitely did her thing, though. She showed up prepared, did her thing. So I ain't too mad. That's what I'm saying. They're gonna fire your ass. You won't even make it a week. Trust me. Trust me. I done been at jobs where I thought I was the man. I thought I was the man. Nigga fuck up for 2 days. You in the office. What? But, you know, I was always a few times. That's how it go. But, and somebody said spaces. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's spaces. I don't know what it is. But I know the choking, this shit got to stop. I ain't going to lie. Okay, Cheddar did an interview yesterday saying that. Okay, she got 3 kids, all that. That's salute. Cheddar did a thing, though. That Cheddar E-Hard battle was fire. So, like I said, I ain't mad at that. Make sure y'all share these. Y'all run this up. We'll be back. We're going to have a lot of shit coming up. Choking all 3 rounds of the tournament is unacceptable. It's highly unacceptable. But y'all going to see. I don't want to give too much about the battles because I definitely want y'all to check it out yourselves. So when it dropped today, we're going to be back tonight. We're going to recap it, or we'll be back tomorrow, whatever the case might be, depending on how it go. We're going to recap it. And then we gonna turn it up like that. What the hell I just do with my blunt? Oh, it's right here. We're gonna turn it up like that. Somebody said if you choke, you should automatically lose the round. That's exactly what happened. Salute. B's 809. Salute. Imagine being a league owner and trusting. I thought you can bring up ideas since you always complain about the shit. I mean, I just gave you an idea and I don't know, man. If you likes watching choking, that's on you. Watch away. I don't like watching that shit. And I'm always complaining about it because I don't like it. I'm from that era where niggas ain't choke. I'm from that era. I ain't from this new era where niggas can choke and then y'all meathead like you could log in on an account with 2 subscribers and come in here and type, oh, you always complain about choking. Man, shut up. Stop it. That's why they do it, man. They got people like you telling them it's okay. But people like me, I ain't doing that. But anyway, hit the likes, run it up. This is a quick little recap, man. Share it out. Tell a friend. Salute blackcompassmerch.com. Hit the Cash App too. Hit the Cash App too. Hit the Super Chat, all that. I don't know what time they dropping. Polo BCM is the Cash App. Hit it up if you like this episode. Make sure you hit the likes. We out of here, man. Black Compass Media.